Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories.
The School of Rock is in session this afternoon with a member of the E Street Band who brought a lesson to teachers today.
Music is so much more than sound. It's stories. And Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Stevie Van Zandt believes it can stimulate kids in a way a textbook can't. He's doing it with his nonprofit, Teach Rock.
The Teach Rock method is to supply the correct questions that engages the students, teaching in a way that they students find practical, something they can use right now.
Teach Rock Executive Director Bill Carbone.
Music is just like any other document. You can see history through it. You can see through people through it.
They've got over 500 musical lesson plans, and they're taking them to city public schools. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Nurses at Brooklyn Methodist Hospital are picketing this afternoon for higher pay and better workplace safety. They're not on strike, but the 1,600 nurses at the Park Slope Hospital have been working without a contract since April 30th. Sharonda Reed Carter is an RN at the hospital. She says protection is a key issue, and safety, that is, a key issues while on the job.
There's been multiple incidences where nurses are being attacked, punched in the face. One of the nurses got her arm broken. It's just been the incidences are doubling daily, especially in the emergency department and in the maternal child health department.
Brooklyn Methodist is part of the New York Presbyterian system, which released a statement that said in part, negotiations have been productive, including agreements on pension and benefit contribution rates and constructive dialogue around staffing, wages and workplace safety and security. We are confident that we can reach a fair and reasonable agreement. If you commute on New York Waterway ferries, fares are going up Monday, and you can blame the war on Iran. The company says the spike in fuel prices is forcing their hand and that a temporary fuel surcharge is coming to your ticket. That charge will average about 5.5%. New York Waterway says the price it pays to fuel up those ferries has increased 80% since January. A man who was shoved down a subway staircase in Chelsea last night has died. Police say 76-year-old Ross Falzone was at the 18th Street number 1 station when he was pushed from behind. It happened just after 9:30. First responders found him unconscious with injuries to his head. He was taken to Bellevue Hospital, where he has been pronounced dead. Police say this appears to be a random, unprovoked attack. The suspect fled. As kids in our area take their finals, the system called Canvas, used by New York and thousands of districts around the country to manage assignments, grades, and lecture videos, was hit by a cyber attack. Columbia and Rutgers also report being affected. The attack appears to be over this afternoon. The hacking group called Shiny Hunters is claiming responsibility. As for New York City schools today,
New York City schools chancellor Kamar Samuel stayed silent as we asked him continuous questions about a potential data breach he posted about.
Ask you about the data breach, chancellor.
When he kept walking, we tried again.
A lot of parents are concerned. They wanted to know if you have anything to say.
The only response he had, let's talk about soccer, as we were at a soccer event when we approached him. But in a statement posted online, he says the DOE is continuing to investigate and that this data privacy breach can impact up to 7 schools, including one local campus. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Edenwald section of the Bronx.
An investigation this afternoon into what caused a fire on the Lower East Side that injured residents of a building, firefighters, and police officers. The blaze erupted overnight in a building at 25 Montgomery Street and apparently started on the 13th floor of a 21-story building. 3 civilians, 1 firefighter, and several police officers were taken to a hospital with minor injuries. An alleged case of parents behaving badly ends in arrests on Long Island. Suffolk County police say the parents punched players. This all went down during a flag football game between Southampton High and Wyandanche Memorial High in Wyandanche. According to police, the players got into it on the field, and then parents jumped in. They say 37-year-old Shalaya Gatlin allegedly punched two 16-year-old girls and threatened a 15-year-old, and that 35-year-old Jonathan Perez of Shirley got into a physical altercation with a 16-year-old male and threatened people with a knife before threatening to shoot up the school. The two will be arraigned on multiple charges at a later date, including harassment and acting in a manner to injure a child. As we head into the summer season, the city's new Legionella testing regulations for cooling towers now in effect.
The big question after the deadly outbreak was about testing, which led the city to review all cooling towers and strengthen testing regulations. Those new regulations are now in effect. Building owners will need to test their cooling towers every 31 days while they're on. That's three times more often as in the past. Any building owner found to be violating the rule will face increased fines. The city is also training more cooling tower inspectors for a total of 54, and they're hiring 23 new water ecologists. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Progressive allies of Mayor Mamdani say they want clarity when it comes to NYPD officers and any interactions with ICE agents. This comes days after protesters showed up at a Brooklyn hospital as ICE agents were transporting an immigrant detainee. Video from the scene prompted criticism from some. Now, the NYPD and the mayor have both said officers were responding to 911 calls about the protest. They were not coordinating with ICE, and that they do not coordinate with ICE. But Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso joined a half dozen elected Democrats in sending a new letter to the mayor.
I don't think a council member, an assembly member, or borough president are the ones that are supposed to determine exactly what that interaction looks like. That is the mayor and his interpretation of the law, what he expects them to do or not do. So I'm asking, that's why we wrote the letter. We're writing the letter to get clarity from the mayor as to what he believes in these circumstances we should be doing.
A spokesperson for the mayor says they're reviewing that letter, adding that the administration is committed to upholding city laws protecting immigrant communities. On Long Island, an annual food drive will come right to your doorstep beginning tomorrow.
This is so easy. Simply grab a few canned goods or boxes of pasta from your house, or how about an extra bar of soap? Put it in a bag and place it by your mailbox. Tom Siesto from the Letter Carriers Union says Saturday is the annual Stamp Out Hunger food drive.
They'll pick it up, they'll bring it back to the post office. From there, it'll go out to the food pantries.
They partnered up with Island Harvest.
We take pet food, we take baby food, we take all kinds of non-perishable items.
He says every year the drive helps thousands of people in need. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Dr. Dre and Kendrick Lamar return to their alma mater, Compton Centennial High School, where they broke ground on a new building that will accommodate 1,000 new students. Dr. Dre.
We aren't just moving dirt today. We're investing in the next generation that's coming straight out of Compton. This isn't just about glass and steel. This is a hub for innovation and a home for excellence where every student can find their voice and reach their full potential.
Construction is expected to be completed by 2029.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.